Yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about, and whatever you focus on grows. It expands in your life. Whatever you think about comes about, and whatever you focus on grows. It expands. I've used that mantra, say it to myself, I've written it in books, I talk about it. I do a little conference call. Hey, I'm outside, so if you hear some noise, I just wanted to tell today, come off the book a minute, I'm just gonna tell you about two stories, two encounters, you might say, in my life that had a profound effect the way I see money, investing, business, life. I met a guy, so you might hear some noise again. I'm outside while I'm telling you the story. I'm in the Army. I grew up in a trailer park. Started out with a single mom, and then my mom remarried. And you know, we are all come from poor families. My stepdad probably did the best of all of them and, you know, got us into this middle-class lifestyle. And you know, we didn't talk about investing and this kind of stuff. So I graduate high school and I don't have money to go to college. I go to the Army. I don't even know that I want to go to college. I don't feel like I'm college material. I go to the Army. And somewhere along the way, while I'm in the Army, I read a money magazine. There's mutual funds. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is kind of interesting. And I kind of take to the idea of investments. I start kind of going down that rabbit hole and reading it. And about this time, I have a sergeant, and he's a pretty cool dude. He's young. He got promoted young. He's not much older than me. And I'm hanging out with him, and on this table, you know, I'm just being a nosy ass. I look, and he has an account statement, and this guy has, you know, $100,000+ on this thing. I said, holy shit. He goes, yeah, man. And he basically goes to show me this was a fund that he was invested in. And it, you know, when I'm looking at it, I'd never met anybody. I come from a poor family. Nobody in my family had $100,000. I realize that's not a lot of money, but you know, shit, $100,000. Now this was in the 80, 88, 89, you know, $100,000, guys. It's a lot of money to have saved. And he was young, 20-something years old, you know. Well, and as I'm, you know, and I'm looking at this, and I'm, you know, first you're thinking, man, you could buy a cool car, things you could buy. And then I see it says 911 something. And I go, what is this? You put nine, it said plus, and you put 900. He goes, no, that I was paid that. I'm like, what do you mean you were paid that? He goes, yeah, it'll pay you every month. So his payment that month was $912, $900-something. It was like $900-some change. My base pay in the Army was $900-some change. I'm like, so having this, owning this, and you are paid my entire base salary for the month for doing nothing, for just simply having this account. And that was a moment where I realized, okay, I have to do this. If people are going to go spend, you know, $50,000-$100,000 to go to college, what if instead of doing that, I just could somehow put that money into an investment paying me 10-20%, and then I could just figure out the rest from there? Because I'd always have this thing. And in my mind, I thought, you know, if a guy could always get $1,000 coming in every month, or $1,500, I think at the time my thought, again, this is 1988, 89, that if I had $2,000 every month without me working coming to me every single month, then, you know, I would be set, man. I'd be loaded. And so that became my obsession was, I just need to live really cheap, make as much money as I could and as fast as I could, and get this money invested. And if I could just get it to where I was now getting $1,000 every month, my first goal was $500. And, you know, depending on what asset you're buying, it's not as much money as you would think, you know. You just got to get to where you're living, where you're not spending the money you're making. And so I did that through, you know, strategic partnerships, having roommates in the beginning, and then having a, you know, getting a girlfriend. But here's the thing, getting a girlfriend that had a job. When you have people in your life and they're not productive people, they're not bringing in money. I get it. I get the stay-at-home mom thing. I get there's a time and a place for that. But there's also, you know, even in that situation, you have to figure out how, what can she do to produce for the family? What can she do to help us make more money? Or what can you do for a period just to get that base? My thought wasn't to, you know, I'm not trying to grind, you know, 18 hours a day, every day, 7 days a week. That wasn't my goal. But for a period of time, that was my absolute goal. You know, do anything that was legal to get myself money so I could put it in there. And then I would avoid going to college. So instead of going to college, I would just spend 4 years making much money as I could, make as much money as I could, invest it aggressively, invest it in different asset classes over, you know, a 4, 6, 8 year period, the same time period that people would go to college to get like a doctorate degree. I would just super aggress that, invest that. And that's, you know, and that's what I did. And then I just did it more. I did it more than I thought I needed to do. And then you get to a position where you have $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month coming into you every month in the form of passive income, whether you work or not. Now imagine you don't quit working. You don't quit working. You just, you know, enjoy your life. Now you have money. And then what that sergeant showed, and when I was looking at his thing, I remember I'm looking back. It would be like 900, you know, 800. I saw where it was $500 payments and then $600 payments. Like it went up over time, you know, 700, 800. And then I'd see like 2000 negative. And I was like, what's this? And he goes, oh, you know, sometimes I pull out a little bit of money for myself. And then, it, you know, it really got me that like, here he is, he's enjoying the fruits of this passive residual income. At the same time, he's compounding the shit out of it, is what he was doing. See, that compounding effect. Or in real estate, you can get this leverage effect. Buying one house is cool, it's great, you have a house. But when all of a sudden you have 10 houses, you know, you own one rental property. And, it, you know, properties go up on average about 4.5% a year, so that's, let's say $100,000 house, you potentially, now this doesn't play exactly year to year, but over time, your net worth went up by about 4.5%. And as the value of the home goes up, the rent increases, cash flow increase, the debt is paid down. So your net worth in effect is going up every single month a little bit as you manage these investments, as you stay invested in, if you're in paper assets, like in REITs, you know, or income funds. Or you know, high yielding stocks in that 5, 6, 10% range. There's stuff out there paying 17, 18, 18, 20%. And so my plan, my goal was to spend a 4 to 8 year period just putting, that's what I was doing, making money to invest money, living on as little as possible, and then compounding those returns the entire 8 years, meaning not touching that money, going out and working to pay for my bills, and then also working so that I could just invest the shit out of it, just pour it into investments. And to do that for a period of time, like a 5, 8, 10 year period. I tell people 7 to 10 years. So take a 7 to 10 year period and hit it. Now if that's too big, that seems too crazy, do 3 months. You know, I still do this now, this technique, and I'll say, okay, hey, for the next 3 months, every dollar that comes in, we're going to use it to fix up some properties. I got two of them I wouldn't mind painting. So as the money comes in and time comes in, I devote my money and my time, my investment, my energy to fixing up those two properties. Or maybe it's, hey, I want to shore up. We have, you know, say you have $100,000 invested in some REITs over here and they're paying you 10%. But REITs have been selling off. And so you say, hey, for the next 3, 4 months, we're going to take all our extra money, all our profits from here, everything we're compounding, we're going to push it into this sector. That's active management. There's people that teach against that, but that's, you know, that's what I've done. That's what I do. That's what I've done for the last 20 years. You know, I'm not a billionaire, nothing like that. But that number, that $1,000, remember when I was saying my first goal, my ultimate goal was to get to $2,000. I thought if I could do that by the end of my life, like that was my goal, to do it in this 4 to 8 year period, that I would be set for life. That would be all I'd need. That's, you know, it's a naive view, right? it's a naive view, but I actually accomplished that a lot faster than I thought I would because of the momentum once you get it going. So, you know, a lot of people could start this process tomorrow and put $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in something. And all of a sudden they're getting $300 and $400 a month. Well, they divert that money back into what the strategy, right? And they're adding to it. And then the strategy's going and they're adding to it. And then they get a raise at work. And so for year after year, month after month, this thing begins to snowball and to compound and to build up. And all of a sudden you have $250,000 over here producing 10% a year in cash flow. Oh, and you work your job. And so you just progressively become wealthier without being a superstar. You know, without being in Hollywood, without being a professional sports player, you're not Grant Cardone, you're not Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, you're none of that. You're not the top salesman of the year. You're not. You're not any of those things. You could just be an average person and pull this off. That's what I did. I didn't do anything amazing. We're not talking about $10, $20, $40 million. We're not talking about taking a business and going public. We're not talking about creating 20 franchises. If you can do all of that, then my God, yeah, you can get super rich. I'm just talking about average people things here. I met a guy who showed me a statement that had $100,000 on it, and I said, I gotta get $100,000. Because not much more than $100,000 gave me my $1,000, put me 50% to my goal. And the crazy thing was, I did that real quick. I did that like in 2.5 years. And so then I go again and I do it again, and boom, and in like 3-4 year period, you have the $2,000 coming in and you're working. And I just found good jobs by just being a good employee, being a good person. Not having a degree, not having certification, not having a career. Just being hardworking, being honest, and doing what I was told people I would do. You know, and I began to get into self-help. And I began to get into buying, you know, training courses on how to help myself sell. And I was open to ideas like being in network marketing, or, hey, let's buy some of these and sell them here. Hey, I'll take this painting job even though I'm not a painter, or hey, I'll just start mowing yards and then I'll get a part-time job here. None of these things are rocket science. None of these things are complicated or hard or fancy. These are just everyday looking for opportunity and trying to live as frugal as possible and having a partner with this same vision. And that's our goal, you know, to push off for a short period of time, to stack up and put money into assets that would pay cash flow for the rest of your life. And so then when you do this, you start this process, you begin this momentum of changing your family tree forever because of an action that you did. And so for me, it was meeting a guy who I'd never seen anyone who had $100,000. And that was it. And that was what I was thinking. I can just get, you know, like 100, you know, if you can get to 100, then like 200, like this is how limited I'm thinking. And next time we talk, maybe I'll tell you about the second encounter that I had was very similar, where I got to see a guy and he shows me a statement. Like this time though, it's on a computer. It's not a printed paper from a mutual fund company. This time it's on a computer and I'm looking at it. You know, I'm looking at it and it's $8 million. It's not 100,000, it's 8 million. 8 million. And the monthly dividends, the monthly, you know, payment total is like $32,000. Shit, $32,000, dude. This guy doesn't work. You know, and so that's obviously a step up from the 100, but it's the same thing. Like, no, I'm not there. I can't, you know, I'm not at no $8 million. I'm not doing that, but it shows me what's possible. So one event at a certain point, I bump into a guy with $100,000 on a piece of paper. I'm impressed. I'm shocked. I'd never met anyone that had $100,000. And then when I saw the fact that $100,000 paid him $900 to do nothing, I realized, my God, you could just start a business that the business is just money. You just accumulate a bunch of money and that money is a business. The money gets transferred in the form of assets, rental properties, storage facilities, investments in other people's businesses, maybe cash on hand, maybe. Right? But it's invested in land. There's all these things that are available to people, apartment buildings and REITs and, you know, income funds and bonds and all of these assets. And anyone can just spend their leisure time reading and learning about and begin investing in these things and put together a strategic plan. I can't give you that plan. I'm just saying it's there. The platform is available for anybody to do that. And that was what I, you know, that those two meetings, those chance meetings blew my mind. And so now I see the 8 millions possible if a guy's smart. If he doesn't spend the principal, if he continues to compound it, if he continues to find a way to make money to put back into his business, but from time to time, reaping some nice fruits from it. You know, living at a certain point, living on a portion of it. So when I did get to $2,000, I realized, wow, what if I only take $1,000 a month? Like, I'm going to put that $1,000 in my pocket and I reinvest the other $1,000. I'll perpetually be getting richer. Even if I get fired at my job, even if I change careers, right? Even if I go back to college, I could go back to college at 38 years old and I have this thing over here making this money machine, making me money every month so that I can change careers and now go be a realtor or now do that bar or go work with my Uncle Larry or start that painting business. Or you know what, I want to be a professional blogger. I've got this $3,000 coming in a month because of the work that I did for 7 to 10 years, because of the strategy that I live by. Now I'm doing what I want to do. And maybe, you know, see what I'm saying? And I don't have a college degree. That's the world we live in. That's what's possible.